I turn around and look at the alarm clock blinking numbers on my nightstand. 1:52 a.m. My eyes close as my fingers reach deeper inside me, and I let my body give in to pleasure. Ever since that night, I've been so wet, so aroused, and so happy, all the time. My clit is firm and slippery at the same time, and I can feel my juices drip down to my asshole. My husband isn't in bed with me. He's actually in our daughter's room. You see, she keeps having nightmares, and he goes in there to console her and help her sleep. At least, that's what I would say if someone were to ask why he sleeps in her bed so often. My mind flashes back to that night. It was after dinner, and my husband was supposed to be putting her to bed after helping her brush her teeth. I set the dishwasher and finished cleaning up when I thought I heard my baby girl crying. She wasn't a baby anymore. She was 2 years old in a big girl bed, but she'll always be my baby girl to me. Since I was all done, I went to see if my husband needed help. The door was slightly ajar, and I could get a glimpse of her bed. She was laying down, nightgown up over her tummy, and my husband's head was between her legs. I stared in disbelief. What was happening? Am I really seeing this? I was in shock. For a second, I thought maybe she fell and got hurt and he was just checking out her boo-boo. But I vividly remember his tongue dipping between her puffy, naturally bare pussy lips. She wasn't crying. She was moaning. Whimpering, even. She liked it. That realization came more of a shock to me than anything else. I walked back to our bedroom, and closed the door. I had to notify the police. I had to turn him in. Our family was now destroyed. I laid on the bed and took a deep breath to calm my anger and betrayal. I had to think clearly. But all I did was clear my mind to realize something else. I was wet. I felt the heat and desire in the pit of my stomach. Was I turned on? How? Why? I tried to concentrate. What was going on? I laid there for another half an hour, probably, before my husband came to bed with me and turned to me for a goodnight kiss. I kissed him deeply, my tongue playing with his and even sucking on his tongue for a second. I think that in a weird way, I was trying to taste her in his mouth. I don't know why I was kissing him. He was the bad guy, right? Yet here I was, giving in to that burning desire in the pit of my stomach. We made love that night 2 times. He said I was the wettest I've ever been. The next day was a blur. I felt intense guilt, and I made up my mind to turn him in after having a talk with my daughter to ask what else he had done. But I couldn't deny that I was hornier than ever and masturbated a few times at work that day. Each time, my mind thinking about his tongue lapping up her young, bald pussy. Later that night, after dinner, I made sure to be the one to put my daughter to bed that night.
No, I want Daddy,
she giggled as she ran to her father and hugged his legs, her small face right below his crotch. He picked her up and raised her toward the ceiling and put his face against her tummy to tickle her. My mind immediately went back to what I saw the night before. And my pussy once again started dripping. He carried her to the bedroom. I stood there, confused. She doesn't just like it, she wants it. She prefers him. How can that be? Isn't he hurting her? I waited a few minutes before trying to get a glimpse, this time in the shower. I peeked through the bathroom door. She was naked and giggling and soaked up while he caressed his fingers over her smooth pussy and kissed her lips. That night, I made love to my husband 3 times. Now my mind flashes back to the current day. It's been 3 weeks since I've started spying on my husband and daughter's activities. She's ever so in love with him. She asks for him to take care of her and shower her and put her to bed. And I let it happen. Even when I go to the grocery store, I take a little longer to let them have their time together. A few nights ago, she came into our bedroom when we were making love. Without finishing, I told him to go put her to bed, because she was probably having nightmares, and convinced him to sleep in her bed. Just yesterday, I volunteered to go on a business trip at work for a weekend. I know that deep inside, I did it to give them alone time for an entire weekend. He's not hurting her, so is it really that wrong? It has now been a few months since I caught my husband molesting our 2-year-old daughter. I have this constant internal battle going on. I know that I should report him and save my daughter's life, but when I see them together, I just can't fathom ripping them apart. My daughter seems ever more in love with her father. She wants to be with him all the time. She cries for him when she's fussy and tired, and whenever she seeks out comfort in someone, it's him. So I let it happen. Every night, he's the one that puts her to bed, and every night, I try to take a glimpse. At first, it was my way of protecting her, to make sure he didn't hurt her. But now, I know he wouldn't. He's just so loving. I can't imagine him hurting her in any way, shape, or form. The way he touches her, caresses her, kisses her bare pussy lips. He loves her. I know he does. In the last few months, I haven't seen him taking it further than kissing her puffy lips. In a way, I feel like he loves her so much that he's just there to make her feel good. And afterwards, when he comes back to bed with me, we have the best sex ever. It's been truly amazing. He keeps asking if I'm on a new diet or taking vitamins or something because my sex drive has gone through the roof. We've been making love 1 to 2 times a day. And I don't know how to tell him that I'm turned on by him molesting our daughter. It's another usual Friday night in our home. I'm quickly cleaning up the kitchen while my husband showers our daughter, eats her out, and puts her to bed. I hurry up and go over to take a glimpse at my guilty pleasure. There he is, between her legs. His eyes close as he takes her whole puffy pussy and smooth mound into his mouth and he kisses it passionately. My heart melts. He would never hurt her, I tell myself. It's so interesting and beautiful to see her pleasured. Her eyes glaze out and she whimpers and breathes deeply. I don't know if she actually orgasms, but she certainly loves it. I smile to myself. In a weird way, I almost feel proud of her. You see, I was raised in such a religious and strict household. I always felt very sexual growing up. I've been playing with myself ever since I could remember. But I was always scolded for it and told it was dirty and that kids like me went to hell. It made me so ashamed of my body and sexuality, even if I couldn't stop touching myself. So now that I see my little girl feeling pleasure and having someone that loves her give her that pleasure, well, it just makes me so happy for her and so proud of her. I would never want her to feel the shame or guilt that I felt growing up. Oh God, honey. My mind snaps back to reality. My husband is getting up and rushing towards me, the most fearful look upon his face, and I realize I've been standing there for longer than normal. I lost track of time, and he finished only to turn around and see me standing there. My heart jumps out of place, and I turn and run back to our bedroom and close the door. It's weird how I felt so scared, like I was the perpetrator being caught. I tremble as my husband rushes into the room and starts stammering excuses and apologizing profusely, yet trying to say it wasn't what it looked like. I'm standing there speechless, and my heart is beating out of my chest with adrenaline, and my pussy is dripping with residual lust. He falls down to his knees, hugs my weak legs, and pleads for forgiveness, tears welling up in his eyes. I hug his head. I can't help it. He's so distressed. I have to comfort him. Tears well up in my eyes, too, and it's just Such a deeply intense moment. What seems like a lifetime of silence, he looks up at me, searching for a response. I get a flashback to the day he proposed. He looked almost equally scared on his knee, just praying that I'd say yes. Here he was, just praying that I wouldn't ruin him. I leaned down and held his terrified face in my trembling hands and I kissed him. Just like the day I said yes. I know, baby. I know. I kissed him again, the taste of her juices on his lips with a mixture of salty tears that had ran down his face. What? He stammered. I know. I've known for months. The words slipped from my lips and I was equally as scared as he was. I kissed him to avoid his response. He broke away from my lips. You know? How? What? But you never said anything. I looked at him, without being able to tell him that I loved him more for his actions than ever before. She loves you so much. And I know you love her, I whispered back. I kissed him again. This time he responded and he kissed me back. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, he pleaded again. I kept trying to suggest that I loved it, but I couldn't bring myself to outright say it. Don't be. I love you, I reassured him. Come on. I tugged at his arm so he would stand up. He did so, unconvinced that everything was okay. I pressed my body against him and kissed him again, pushing him towards the bed until the back of his knees gave in and he sat down. Then, without another word, I got on my knees and started unzipping his pants, taking his cock out. I could tell he was hesitant, unsure of what was happening and why. But he wasn't going to fight it or anything. That's for sure. I took him into my mouth while looking up at him and tried to suck his cock as lovingly as he ate at her daughter. His cock quickly hardened without his permission, and a certain lust filled us both. With a mixture of relief, makeup sex, and perversion for our toddler, even we couldn't admit the last part. I saw him close his eyes and give in to my warm mouth as I suckled him. I closed my eyes too and got lost in the moment. Soon he was moaning loudly and coming in my mouth for the second time that day. I swallowed his love dutifully and opened my eyes to meet his.
Mommy?
We both turned around, his cock still dripping in my hand and our bodies recovering from the events of that evening. Our 2-year-old daughter was just standing in the open doorway. She had a pink shirt on, no panties. Her beautiful bare slit exposed just as he left her.
What are you doing?
She asked curiously. My mind raced through all the times I'd been scolded for being curious about sex. I'm kissing Daddy, honey. I outstretched an arm and invited her to come closer. When two people love each other, they like to make each other feel good.
Daddy loves me.
I know, honey. I know. I looked up at my husband and he sat there in post-orgasmic disbelief and smiled up at him. Everything was going to be okay. Our lives changed forever the night my husband caught me watching him molest our daughter. I made a decision to keep our family together. I made a decision to love and protect my daughter as well as my husband. I made a decision to stay with him, for better or for worse. Except I didn't know if it was for better or for worse. That night, I patiently explained to my 2-year-old daughter why kissing someone's privates can feel very good. It's hard to explain that to a toddler. But she understood. After all, her own father had kissed her there. But I explained that it's just something people did when they really cared and loved each other. But people did it when they just wanted to feel good, too. My goal has always been to raise her to be unafraid and unashamed about sex. The guilt I grew up with for masturbating ruined me for years, when a sex-positive education could have helped me make better decisions. I vowed long before ever having her to never shy away from her natural human sexual instinct. As I explained to her what I had just done to Daddy, she nodded along, paying close attention. And then, for some inexplicable reason, I said, "Would you like to kiss Daddy, like he kisses you?" She nodded, sheepishly. I held my husband's cummy cock up to my lips and kissed it sweetly. Then I held it out for her and watched her lean forward with a smile on her face and kiss it quickly before backing off, giggling as she licked her lips clean. His cock jumped in my hand.
"I'm tired. Can Daddy finish tucking me in?"
"Of course, baby." I kissed her lips goodnight as I had done many times and watched my husband hesitantly walk her back to her bedroom. I assumed he would eat her bald pussy once he got her there, or put his cock in her mouth. At least, I hoped he would. But only a few minutes later, he was back in our bedroom just as I was undressing for bed. Deep down, I was afraid this ordeal would make him stop kissing her tender lips every night. I never wanted him to stop. Without another word between us, he undressed too, and got into bed with me. I turned to him and looked him straight in the eyes for what seemed like forever. His eyes were apologetic, full of sorrow for thinking he hurt me, and yet searching my eyes to know why I let her kiss his cock. I leaned in and kissed him deeply, my hands wrapping around his face and bringing him over to me. Sometimes it's too difficult to say what you want to say, and all you can do is show your true emotions. It's difficult to tell a man you love him for touching your daughter. He crawled over my body and kissed me in the way he's never kissed me before. It was the most intensely passionate, loving kiss he's ever given me, with hints of apologetic remorse. I kissed him back and welcomed him into my arms, comforting him with my warm hands that traced through his broad back. His cock soon got hard against my thigh. Instinctively, my legs opened and welcomed him in. I've never felt him so hard, yet push into me so gently and lovingly until he hit the top. With a gasp escaping my lips, we stared into each other's eyes as we made sweet, tender love. Soon I was coming right under him, my pussy gushing over his body and mine as I showed him my true colors. He laid on top of me so that I felt his entire weight on my sweaty body and kissed my neck as I came down from my orgasm. His cock was still inside me, stroking gently as he had just come minutes prior. My glazed-out eyes began to come back into focus, and I brought my face down and reached for another deep kiss. Then, in the middle of my orgasmic afterglow, I began to confess. I confessed that I caught him eating her out months prior, and that I had been watching almost every night this whole time, and that it's what sparked our sex life again. I explained to him that I could never break our family apart after watching him love her so much, and that I knew he would never hurt her. I confessed that I loved it. I confessed that I wanted him to continue, and I confessed that I loved him even more for his actions. He confessed, too. He confessed that he'd been doing it ever since she was a baby. He was a lot more careful before and had gotten comfortable recently and thus got caught. He confessed that at first it was just to help her sleep. She always seemed to stop crying and sleep happily afterwards. He confessed that now he did it because of his perverse attraction and love for her. Each and every confession would make me come involuntarily again. And again, and again. Then, I asked why he never showed her his cock. Why he never took it further. Pushing deeper inside me, he explained that he never, ever wanted to hurt her. He loved her too much. But that cock kiss, I taught her, was the most blissful kiss he's ever had, and he almost came right all over her beautiful little face. I confess that I wanted him to take it further. I want you to take it further. I want you to teach her and show her about her sexuality. I want you to make love to her. Please. I gasped, short of breath. At that moment, his rock-hard cock began shooting hot cum inside me. I held on to him lovingly and kissed his neck and shoulders and reassuring him my love and lust for him. That night, we reached a deeper, more intense connection than we have ever felt. It seemed scary, yet liberating to confess our true feelings and needs to each other for our daughter. The next morning, I awoke to sunshine and two little hands hitting my face. Wake up, wake up, wake up! Hello! Our daughter giggled as she crawled over our sleeping bodies and tried her best to get some attention. I smiled and turned around, exposing my naked breasts. My mind raced back to all the events of the night before and how I had admitted not only to my husband, but to myself, that I loved watching my daughter get pleasured. My husband was staring at me with a slight smile on his face, wanting to know if last night had truly happened or was it all a dream. I smiled back and reached forward and kissed him deeply, my tongue reaching into his mouth and making sure he knew everything was okay. Hey, I want to kiss too. Kiss Daddy then, I said and brought them close together as they shared their first real kiss. She giggled and wrapped her little arms around him, hugging him. He reached to hug her too, his naked body become exposed and his morning wood touched her little leg. Mommy, can I kiss Daddy like last night? Of course you can, baby. I watched as she leaned in and gave him a quick peck right on the slippery slit and giggled as she licked her lips just as she had done the night before. You kiss it, Mommy. I happily obliged and leaned down to take my husband's cock into my mouth and suck on it lovingly, stroke it into my mouth, simultaneously showing my toddler and daughter how it was done. He moaned and pulsed right into my mouth. I knew he was going to burst at any second. That man could never contain himself. Here, you try it, I said as I offered my daughter her own father's cock. Obediently, she opened her mouth wide as she could at the doctor's office and put her whole mouth over his thick cock head and closed her lips around it, looking up at me to make sure she was doing it right, and then looking at her father. Then and there, my husband began shooting his first load of the day right into his 2-year-old's daughter's mouth. She got scared and backed away, getting a few more shots of cum into her pretty innocent face. I caught his cock halfway through orgasm and stroked it into my mouth, demonstrating to my daughter how to swallow cum. He groaned almost painfully, although I knew it was pure pleasure and bliss, one of his strongest orgasms yet. I smiled at our daughter and scooped up some of the cum on her face and let her have a taste. Her face scowled in disapproval as she let it dribble back out. I laughed in unison with my husband, who was still recovering. At this moment, I realized I had stayed with him for the better. If you had asked me a year ago what I would do if I caught my husband molesting my toddler, my answer would have been simple. Kill him. But today, my answer would be debatable, to say the least. I may not even answer at all, for I'm far too busy caressing his head, perhaps slightly holding it against her, as he eats out my baby girl during their nightly ritual. Look, I never thought I'd let this happen. It wasn't my plan when thinking of the perfect family. It's just not as simple as it sounds. I've realized that we're conditioned into thinking any sort of sexual action towards a child will irreversibly harm them and ruin their lives forever. We imagine every underage touch to be forceful, excruciating rape. But now that I see my husband gently, sweetly, and almost carefully take her tender, bald pussy lips into his mouth and caress them in the most loving way possible, I know it's not true. I guess you would have to see my daughter relax completely and breathe deeply as she enjoys total bliss with her father. You would have to hear how she moans ever so softly, almost like a kitten, when he laps up her beautiful slit with his tongue. You would have to listen to her ask him for kisses every night and understand how much a father loves his daughter that he can't say no. Understanding all of this, I have happily given him my unconditional blessing and support to touch my daughter. Now I'm here, watching him love her in a way nobody else has or will, falling deeper in love with him by the second. It took me a long time, not only to accept this, but also to admit that I loved it. Now I've embraced it fully, and I've never been so happy. My life is finally perfect in the most surprising way. "Do you want to try it?" my husband asked, his lips still wet. My mind flashed back to reality as I was posed a question I wasn't sure how to answer. "I don't know. I mean, I've never thought about it," I responded in my mind. He got up and moved out of the way, giving me room to take his place between her soft young legs. Without actually answering, I knelt down before her and looked at her beautiful, glistening bare pussy. Slowly leaning down, I barely smelled her. Her underdeveloped, tender pussy had such a light, airy fragrance about it. I closed my eyes as my lips met hers and began to gently kiss her lips with small little pecks. Oh, God. Her lips were so incredibly soft, unperturbed by stubby hair or the rough fucking of a cock. I delved deeper into my own daughter, taking her entire small pussy into my mouth and sucking up her lips into mine. I pulled them gently and let them bounce back into place as the young budding flesh does. My tongue explored her entire prepubescent anatomy and even searched for her entrance. Once found, I probed gently, making sure to listen to her body and stopped if she seemed uncomfortable. As the very tip of my warm tongue easily slipped inside her, I could tell my husband had probed her before. My pussy pulsed and dripped at the realization. Then, I took my time kissing my beautiful toddler in a way I never thought I would kiss her. My entire body was on fire. Watching my husband do this from a distance at the doorway had made me see this as the most beautiful, loving thing. It almost wasn't even sexual, just endearing and almost comforting. But now that I was here between her legs, I was perversely aroused and enjoying her in the most carnal of ways. It was definitely sexual, and I loved it. My tongue gently split her puffy lips at the top, searching for her tiny latent clitoris and sucking sweetly on the area. I felt her tense up and stopped, only to realize she was shaking a bit. Was she having an orgasm? Can a 2-year-old have an orgasm? I resumed my makeout session with her pussy and felt her shake harder and her moans get louder, and she suddenly froze, my tongue never stopping. And then she collapsed under me. I just about came with her. I sucked on her pussy one more time to suck up any juices and backed away. Looking up at her, her eyes were already half closed and she tiredly gave in to sleep. Nothing more beautiful than a post-orgasmic toddler falling asleep half naked. I tucked her in as gently as possible, as not to wake her, and we quietly left her bedroom. As soon as I closed the door behind us, my husband turned to me and pressed me against the wall and kissed me passionately and sucked her juices off my tongue. His hand forced itself inside my panties and found my drenched pussy and pushed 2 fingers inside it. I gasped, almost screamed, thanks to the attention my pussy was finally getting. His lips trailed down to my neck as he began to kiss my weak spot. I almost collapsed under him, but his body held me in place. My body fell into a weak state of mind in which sex and lust were my only priority. It's like my daughter's taste was a drug that ran through my body and awakened me. He pushed me down and bent me halfway over the table, knocking over a vase along the way, and pushed his hard cock into me. I moaned vehemently as the sexual high took over my body. I was high on his cock, thrusting in and out of me roughly, hitting the top of my cervix and making me scream loudly. I was high on the taste of her pussy in my mouth. I was high on the images of cum splattering across her face from this morning, and I was drunk on sex. Natural lust and instinct. Sweet perversion and sexual debauchery. My lips drooled on the table, unable to control my body as I screamed for more. I knew there was a young child sleeping just on the other side of the wall, but I simply didn't care. My mind and body were sexually and morally enlightened with the small taste of a child's sex. My husband pulled away from me and I almost cried in desperate need for his pedophile cock. He grabbed my arm and pulled me towards our bedroom, but I stopped him and pulled him back to hers. I guided him in and uncovered her sleeping body. She looked so sweet and innocent as she slept. Her legs were still naked and her pink slit was clearly in view. I crawled onto her bed and pulled my husband's hand to come closer. He stood over her, stroking his big cock that almost seemed as big as one of her arms in comparison. I took a hold of his cock with my other hand and pushed him down and guided it to her pussy. "No, no, no, baby. I don't want to hurt her. Please, 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 please." I begged like a drug addict willing to blow someone for a hit. He stayed quiet. I took that as a yes, with a devilish grin. I pushed his fat, wet cockhead against her pussy. Fuck. It was as big as her entire pussy. My eyes glazed over at my sexual high, and I pressed him against her still wet slit as he parted her legs and slipped between them, opening them up as they wrapped around his cock. God, I've never seen something so beautiful. I pressed his head, but it wouldn't enter her. She was far too small. Still, I fed the demon inside me and pressed further. "Mommy? Daddy?" She looked confused as she slowly began to wake up. "Shh, baby, it's okay. Mommy just wants to make Daddy feel good, like she made you feel good. Can I do that?" She nodded tiredly, spreading her legs a little more so that she was comfortable, but closed her eyes again to rest them. I stroked his cock on her wet slit and rested it at her entrance, trying my best to push him in. He groaned at the sight and feeling his cock pressed tightly against her. Her lips didn't even cover the entire mushroom head. I leaned down and took his cock into my mouth, drenching it in my spit, before spitting on her perfectly tight pussy. I tried again. Every bit of me needed it. I felt like a bitch in heat and losing all logical thought because of it. I knew what I needed, and needed to make it happen. I pressed again, this time harder, and my husband pulled back, afraid to hurt our daughter. I looked at him with pleading eyes. "Please don't back down from this," I begged silently. He relented, and I tried one more time. He pushed with me, and suddenly there was a pop sensation and a release of the pressure as the tip of his cockhead suddenly pushed into our 2-year-old daughter. "Fuck. Fuck. Fuck." Oh, I gasped at the pure shock and sudden inundation of sexual fervor into my body. My daughter began to whimper and start to cry. I patted her stomach and tried to console her the best I could. Every inch of my body wished we wouldn't have to pull away from her. "Shh, baby. It's okay. It's okay," I said. My other hand stroked the part of his cock that was still outside. 2 strokes is all it took before he began coming right into her pussy. It was such a tight fit that when he came, it gushed and overflowed all around her tender pussy. He gritted his teeth and groaned loudly as he covered her tiny body with cum. Meanwhile, her whimpers subsided. I realized his hot cum and pulsing cock were soothing to her freshly deflowered pussy. Me? I was completely entranced and willingly lost in this wonderful world of infantile sex. I couldn't hold back anymore. My hand reached into my panties and caressed my slit just enough to bring me over the edge. My face hit her pubic mound and I gushed my orgasm all over her bed, lost in the best orgasm of my life, with drops of his cum hitting my lips and chin. Still, I stroked his cock with my other hand and made sure every drop of cum finished inside her. After what seemed like the best and longest orgasm he'd ever had, I gently pressed my face down on the rounded mound and ever so gently pulled him out. I took his sensitive post-orgasm cock in my mouth and sucked it clean before he pulled away. Then I leaned down and ate the cum off of her young pussy. This time, my motherly kisses were more comforting and in gratitude for giving us her tiny body for our pleasure. I sucked every bit of cum off and soothed her gently back to sleep. We tucked her into bed once again and left. This time, we actually made it to the bedroom. I undressed completely and crawled into bed with my husband. I needed more. I felt my body couldn't get enough of this newfound lust. I don't know how much cock and sex I needed before I would be filled. Just know that I needed more. I went under the covers in search of his cock and took his limp, tired organ into my mouth. I suckled like a baby sucking a tit for milk. Honey, I'm tired. I don't know if I can keep going. But I sucked harder and didn't give up. Honestly, it felt good just to have his cock in my mouth. That was comforting enough. I sucked it happily for a long while before he started to rise again. Soon I was mounting his cock and riding him in desperate need for more. My body simply couldn't get enough of its new drug, sex. We fucked for hours that night, as he had time before he could come again. I offered him every position, every hole, every fucking piece of my body in gratitude for opening my mind, body, and soul. I was euphoric and high in every sense of the word, and each orgasm only made me need more. I found myself pressed up against the cold tile of the shower at 4 a.m. with his hard, vicious cock pounding me roughly from behind. My body felt tired, but I still needed more. It's like that feeling when you've been awake for too long, but you're so shot up on energy drinks that your eyes are open and your heart is pounding. Except my body was barely functional, just riding on the high of sex. Now, in a mix of dangerous need for orgasm, and you have me. I saw myself free-falling into a dark pit of sexual addiction and pedophilic thirst. And I loved it. I was devoted to it. I happily dove deeper into that pit because every moment was better than the last. I would never look back again.